I wanted a programme that really would deal with serious subjects in a way that was not solemn. And it turned out that this was the formula. This kind of broadcasting was sending waves of conversation around the nation so that when the programme ended, people in their homes went on talking about the topics that had been raised. And mark you, in many homes, I'm quite sure they would never have thought of even giving attention to these topics, much less discussing them among themselves if they'd not heard them on a programme like Any Questions.
Give us an example, if you can, of the topics that you discussed.
Well, to begin with, the topics tended to be rather cosy topics. You know, should husbands help their wives with the washing up in the home, that kind of thing. But I was very keen that Any Questions should become topical, that it should be orientated upon the affairs of the day. And so I made a practice of going to each town where the broadcast was going to take place a few days in advance and passing the word around quietly that if anybody cared to submit a question about this, that, or the other thing that was in the news in that particular week, it stood a very good chance of being selected and used in the broadcast. And people quickly cottoned onto this.
Freddie Griswood was a pretty hard act to follow, I should think. Has the personality of the chairman always been an important factor?
Oh, certainly so. Freddie was almost a unique person in that respect. He was a man who never gave offence to anybody. And when things got very heated, as they frequently did, he was absolutely terrific at pouring oil on the troubled waters and calming everybody down, keeping the programme stable and sensible and going on to the next question.
That leads me inevitably to ask, looking back over these years, right to the beginning of the programme, has it changed very much?
I don't think it has, and I would say that its longevity is entirely due to the fact that it hasn't changed. And the variety that you need to keep a programme of that kind alive comes in the nature of the questions. And if the questions are geared to what is happening in the world in that particular week, at that particular time, that brings in the element of variety and change that keeps it fresh Friday after Friday after Friday.
Can I ask you finally, how important is the pre-programmed dinner?
I think it's most important. Of course, it's referred to on the programme from time to time, and listeners sometimes say, you know, there's the BBC lavishly entertaining and so on. The first thing to say about that is that if you ask distinguished contributors to travel a long distance in order to take part in Any Questions in some distant centre, somebody's got to provide their dinner. The BBC will have to pay for it one way or another. And it's much the best arrangement if you get them all together for dinner. It's economical to begin with to do it that way, but furthermore, it brings them all together, and it means that before they go on the platform and have to face the music, they are already forming, as it were, the beginning of a team. They get to know each other fairly well so that they don't come over as four separate individuals who have no relation to each other. They know each other. They have views about each other. They already have some idea of the kind of approach that their colleagues will bring to various questions. And it makes all the difference in the world, I think, to the nature of the programme, that they are not utterly unfamiliar with each other.